You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. And it's 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. Normally at this time, you'd be hearing me. My radio program, WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm sorry, too, is the last part of a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at the church that I pastor, and that is the Days of Lot. We were going to hear that, but we're not going to hear that today. That program's been preempted today, as well as all of our programs up until 5 o'clock this afternoon as we continue with our fundraiser here at the station. We've dedicated this week to raise up $30,000. We are only $50 short of $16,000. That's where we stand. We very well could be back here again next week to attempt to wrap this up, but we'll think about next week. Let's concentrate on today, and how about if we devote this day to the Lord? Lord God Almighty, we praise you today. We worship you, Lord. You are Almighty God. We thank you for all of our blessings. God, you've been so good to us. We worship you today in spirit and in truth. Lord, we ask for your blessings now on the offering here today. Lord, bless the offering and bless the offering. Lord, I just pray right now you'd move in the hearts of my extended family out here today to help and support us today and help us to reach our goal. Lord, I just lay it all in your hands today. Every year, you always come through for us to ensure this radio station stays on the air. Lord, I pray you'd express the urgency to people, and I pray you'd move in people's hearts today. Help us raise the money we need so that this ministry can continue to broadcast your word. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. It's 7:02. It's Friday morning. Hope everyone has a wonderful day. For those of you who might just be tuning in, we've dedicated this week to raise the money we need because this station is a commercial-free Christian radio station. And we are a listener-supported Christian radio station, and therefore we seek the support of our listeners this week. And sometimes we have to go into week two. Many times we do. But we're not going to talk about week two today. We're talking about Friday today. We're looking, I'm staring down $14,050, staring it down in the face, and I'm hoping, believing, praying, and expecting God to move today that we'll be able to return to regular scheduled programs here Monday morning. In order to do that, I pray, I give it to the Lord, I give you our phone numbers here, 632-1000, if you'd like to help us raise any portion of that. And again, I want to appeal to Christian business owners, if you own a business, if you'd like to help and partner with us and become new or renewed corporate sponsors of WMIE, then give me a call here on this Friday morning, 321-632-1000. $50 will take us up to $16,000.
Cheers.
Your great name. Amen to that. The time now is 7:08 on this Friday morning. Thank you for joining us here today. Normally, you'd be hearing my program right now, WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. And the truth of the matter is that program has been preempted today as we attempt to wrap up our fall fundraiser here today. And that depends on what happens between now and 5 o'clock will depend on whether or not we're going to wrap this up today. We have devoted this week to raise up $30,000, and we're at $15,950. That's where we stand. The next $50 will take us up to $16,000. Perhaps that's you. Maybe you can give me a call here at 632-1000 and make that $50 pledge, take us up to $16,000. Friends, this is your radio station. This is listener-supported. If it wasn't for your support, believe me, if it wasn't for your support and coming through on these fundraisers twice a year, this radio station would not remain on the air. It would not be a radio station owned by the National Christian Network and remain on the air, because it just wouldn't be possible. I mean, $30,000, which we raise twice a year, probably really pays the electric bill. And as you could imagine, what the electric bill is at 20,000 watts, leave a 100-watt light bulb on, but we know 100-watt light bulbs are illegal now. Leave a 60-watt light bulb on overnight for a month and watch your electric bill jump. I can only imagine how much a 20,000-watt electric bill is. Now, when that electric bill comes in from FPL and I see that coming in the mail, I head the other way. I don't even want to be near that envelope when he opens that. So I'm just saying that the expenses of running the radio station, of keeping it on the air and broadcasting, truly are astronomical, the expenses. And we remain on the air due to the churches that purchase the airtime and due to you, our listeners, that partner with us, enabling WMIE 91.5 to do what we do. And if you love what we do, then I appeal to you for your help. I'm the only one here to take the phone to answer your phone calls right now. Let's do that. Let's get into some music here this morning. And again, for those of you who might just be tuning in, getting ready for Andrew Womack, that's not going to be heard today. My program, East Coast, all the programs are preempted today as we attempt to wrap this up here today. And we will wrap it up if we can raise up $14,050. That's where we stand. If you'd like to make a pledge, if you'd like to help us raise up any portion of that, you can call me here, 321-632-1000. $50 will take us up to $16,000. How about some Christian business owners out there? Would you like to be a new corporate sponsor of our station? For more information on that, too, you'll hear that throughout the day, and you can call me here at 632-1000, and I'll give you more information.